Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another night, Prophecy Night. I am your host on tonight, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all, and thank you all for just being with me on this hour. And I truly thank God for having me here to be a blessing to so many. And I'm forever grateful into what God is doing and what God continues to do in the hearts of his people, and even especially those whom he loves. God bless you, area code 832. Thank God for your obedience. I thank God that is listening to this broadcast via internet, or maybe you might retrieve this message in the broadcast, in the archive, excuse me, of Blog Talk Radio. Either way, I truly believe that God always has a spoken word to what you want to speak to his people on tonight. If you're joining me for the first time here, Prophecy Night, you could call into the show at every code 347-884-9664. And just basically receive the word of the Lord concerning your life and you know, what God is doing in the life of his people here at our Prophecy Night. And basically, I just speak the word of the Lord. You know, whatever he gives me to give to you, that's what I will give you. And also to be a blessing as well in the lives of his people. I don't know what town or state you might be calling from. I know here in Raleigh, North Carolina, the pollen is very bad today. And if you are an allergy sufferer, then you know what I'm talking about tonight. But I ain't going to let nothing get in the way into what God is going to do. Area code 832, you're actually the only one in the switchboard. What I'm going to do is connect you live if your background noise is not with a lot of distraction. God bless you. How are you on this evening?
I'm fine and I'm blessed, but I'm out. I'm not going to be able to really speak.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you hi. And I know
I
love you too. And I know you're going to hang tight with us to the best of your ability. What I am trying to do is get you off live, you know, so that way you can have a little bit more privacy. That's area code 832 that is always live here on the show with us. You know, I actually extended the show to 6:30. I was taking care of something personal. And, you know, I always just ask the Lord, you know, what do you want me to do? Extend it or counsel, you know, Lord, what would you have me to do? And a lot of times when you're moving in the prophetic and the Spirit of God is upon you, and as God gives revelation and speaks revelation, to his prophets, it's more or less like a swimming instructor that is showing you how to swim. In fact, the swimming instructor actually demonstrates what they want you to do, and in return, you have to follow the appropriate right way. And what are they asking you to do? And it's something a little bit like that when God is speaking and what God wants you to speak to his people. Well, I know one thing. I know as a true believer in Christ, we are not to get too hooked up or too comfortable with the things of this world. I mean, if you take a look back and see what is happening, you know, it's like every night you hear about somebody getting killed or somebody getting shot or something happening. And I know that people have asked me, why do God allow these things to happen. And I'm going to share with you all my response to that question. And I know you say, well, okay, well, prophet, this is prophecy night. You're supposed to be prophesying. This is the word of the Lord. I want everybody to understand that though God has all power in his hand, and though God can do whatever he chooses to do, that he will benefit in getting the glory out of it, it is not everything of this world comes from God. I begin to explain to the person that they must understand that we are in a time more than ever before that we are dealing with two kingdoms. I need you to stay with me. There's the kingdom of God, and then there's the kingdom of darkness, which is operated by Satan himself and his crew. We have to understand that things that happen and occur in this world, not only does not always come from God, but it's also schemes and scams in the enemy's kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, that he chooses to follow with his people. Though God has the power to stop Satan right in his tracks, though God has the power to stop whatever Satan wants to do, whether it's to his people or not, though God has the power to stop everything in this world, but that cannot be so, because we have to understand what is occurring in the world today is simply prophecy that has already been written. Biblical prophecy that already has been written concerning what we are seeing today in this world. I'm not just talking about someone getting shot. I'm not just talking about someone getting mugged. But we have to take a deeper look. Thing that has been prophesied, everything that has been spoken, we are slowly beginning to see those prophecies come alive. And if you ask me, well, Prophet Wolf, well, where exactly are we concerning biblical prophecies? I believe that we are already in the book of Revelation, and that eventually we are going to see those written prophecies just in the book of Revelation alone. God showed me something, and I thank God for what he did. God showed me, thank you, Lord. God showed me that this presidential candidate run was going to be like King Nebuchadnezzar and the three Hebrew boys. Now, those that are not familiar with King Nebuchadnezzar and the three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, came out of Daniel chapter 3. The Spirit of the Lord began to show me that whoever wins this presidential election was going to bow down, as all the people in the town did, any time Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar, showed up, or any time they heard instruments playing. You can go back in Daniel chapter 3 and read it. Well, the three Hebrew boys didn't bow down to this golden image, that King Nebuchadnezzar had built. But it's still, this image still represents someone wanting power over another. And the Spirit of the Lord began to show me that Daniel chapter 3, it was manifest just yesterday in reality into this world. the problem that we are having now is that if we don't have the prophets understanding the revelation, or the prophet that's not understanding the prophecy coming from God, we will not be able to warn the people and tell the people where we are at in time. And the Spirit of the Lord began to show to me that whoever gets in the White House was going to be like this golden image of King Nebuchadnezzar. See, the three Hebrew boys didn't bow down to this golden image because their God was not King Nebuchadnezzar. And because they didn't bow down to this golden image, King Nebuchadnezzar thought that he was going to harm these three Hebrew men by throwing them into the furnace fire. Now, I'm going to go deeper with this because this is what God is telling me to go. And it's not by accident nobody's in the switchboard. God is saying, here's the revelation. The furnace fire that the three Hebrew boys were thrown in, King Nebuchadnezzar had that furnace fire burning seven times hotter. Stay with me. The guards who throw the three Hebrew boys into the furnace fire was consumed by the fire, and whatever the three Hebrew men was bound in was burnt also. On top of that, King Nebuchadnezzar, for whatever reason, the Bible doesn't say, he happened to turn to take a look at this furnace fire, and he sees four people. Knowing that his guards put three people in, he said he sees a fourth person. And whoever this fourth person was, King Nebuchadnezzar knew that this fourth person was of power to be in the fire with the three. Okay, stay with me. Now, I'm going to back up because the three Hebrew men was really already prepared for the fire. I'm helping somebody right out of their situation. God had already prepared them for the fire. How can I say that God prepared them for the fire? Well, God prepared them for the fire because God alone, people don't believe God deals the number. God deals the number. Seven is God's number. Yes, seven is perfection and seven is completion. Stay with me. When God perfects the fire in your life, the very thing that bound you or got you bound to kill you cannot really kill you. Because that has to be released too. That's why the three Hebrew boys are really tied up. But because God perfected the fire, what had them bound has to be loose. I hope somebody catch that. And then if we go in and look at King Nebuchadnezzar, say that he's seen a fourth person. Now, meanwhile, they're in the furnace fire. By now, they should have been already burnt and dead. But he said, I see a fourth person. And this fourth person, God, got to be the Son of God. Got to be somebody that he's inside this furnace fire with these three Hebrew men I just put in. King Nebuchadnezzar, I'm assuming, look for his army men. Where's the army men that put them in? See, whatever's in God's way has to move out of his way. Okay, I hope somebody caught that. This is even for your situation. And then to go on and just sum this up, and you'll see later in the ending of Daniel chapter 3, and I'm just speeding it up for the sake of the 30-minute show, but you're not going to miss the revelation. The The Bible goes on and says that the three Hebrew men didn't even die in the fire. It'll go on and tell you not a piece of their garment was burned. Somebody stay with me. In fact, the three Hebrew men didn't even smell like they was in a furnace fire. Why am I giving you this revelation tonight? Because I'm trying to let you know what you think that has you bound and that has you tripped up or have you away from God or that is trying to take your life. I'm telling you tonight, here on Prophecy Night, if God perfected you for the fire, can't nothing harm you, can't nothing bother you, can't nothing take you out. In fact, everything that's trying to take you out and what God is doing, God showed me yesterday that it will be consumed by his fire. Some Jewish boys was prepared for the fire. Some Jewish boys was God's people. And God made a promise to his people that he will never leave us nor forsake us. It was impossible for God to leave the three Jewish men in the fire. But I like what they did when they were tossed in the fire. Now, can you think about being in a furnace fire? The first thing you might scream. But these three Hebrew men begin to praise God. And it's something about when you open your mouth and you begin to praise God, it gets his attention. In fact, he dispatches his angels to your geographical location. And in some cases, he shows up himself. I might not know who this message is reaching tonight. I might not know whether you meet Shadrach, or whoever you may be. But baby, when God prepared you for the fire, hell cannot even move you. See, I'm excited over here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Because when you trust God over just the little things, God find a way to give you favor over many. See, some of you need to get in the furnace fire, and God says some of you need to burn. Some of you need to die and be resurrected all over again. And let me just make sure you understand me so you don't say the prophet say, she wish I was dead. But some of you listening tonight need to die to your flesh and let God arise in your life and do everything that he has promised to do. You can rest for sure. 2016 might be a blessed year for some, but 2016 is going to be a year of change for many. Why? Because God says that he is soon to come, riding on his chariot, looking for his bride. Looking for the bride is prepared. God says the only reason he has not showed up is because we are not prepared. But he said the time will come where the prophet will no longer talk, and the next voice and the next face and the next image you will see will be my face. And if we are the closest thing to what God looks like, we need to put our happy, smiley face and stop looking so miserable. Stop looking like you're about to die. Stop complaining and begin to find your strength in God and begin to say, Lord, help me, Jesus, to be a little bit more closer to you, to show me this revelation. Because some of you right now is already in Daniel chapter 3, and I'm going to tell you, I want you to read that chapter, and I'm going to write this down for Prophecy Night. that the prophecy from the prophet of God was to read Daniel chapter 3 three times. And I'm telling you, as you read that chapter, as well as I'm speaking it, I feel fire right now underneath my feet. I feel fire right now underneath my spirit. I feel fire right now coming right out of my mouth. And I guarantee you that Daniel chapter 3 is going to be a prophecy that we're all going to witness. And you're going to think back and say that God saved it. See, the next president we get is going to be a president that they worship. It's going to be a president that they bow down to. I'm speaking as me, King Nebuchadnezzar. And even in the golden image, God has shown me, also have a significance in demonic forces. Because if I'm not mistaken, I believe this golden image was 6 cubit height, width, and so forth. And even if we take 666, that's still the kingdom of darkness. That's still Satan. This is still a wicked golden image that we're going to see. And I'm going to tell you something. You thought you had something to worry about when Barack Obama, became president. We're going to have more to worry about because if God has shown me Daniel chapter 3, that's a matter of time that God is really saying the Antichrist is already in position. And you all better catch this. That the rising of the Antichrist is already in position. It don't matter if it's a male or female. God says the next president that takes office was going to be like me, King Nebuchadnezzar, golden image. And I trust the word of the Lord. And I'm going to read Daniel chapter 3 two more times. Because I read it one more time today. And I read it today thinking that I was refreshing my spirit. But I read it today because God was giving revelation. And you never know what God is going to do. See, there's nothing wrong with getting a prophecy that your daughter is going to get her job promotion. There's nothing wrong in getting a prophecy about your illness, you're going to be healed. There's nothing wrong with getting prophecy saying that I see you relocating. But see, we are in the end times to where it is up to the prophet who has been given that assignment to be able to open up. God said that they are keys. The prophecies are keys. Okay, only the prophet can open those keys because the word is coming from God. And if the prophet is not prophesying those prophecies of keys, we are not going to know where we are at in time. Okay? It's not about a program. It's not about preaching at this church. It's not about this event. All of these things are a distraction to the prophet. I speak what God says, speak. And God say, now is the time. It's a matter of time before we hear the trumpet blow. It's a matter of time before our Savior, Jesus Christ, will be ushered back into this world for everybody to see. And we still ain't got it right. God said he didn't come back yet because his bride is not where we need to be. We are not ready for his return. But God said it's time to get ready. That's why he says some of you need to be thrown into the fire. Some of you need to be there in the fire. Because the greatest refinement of God's hand works awesome in the fire that he creates. Lord, who am I helping tonight, Jesus? Go back. Three times, God said, and I wrote it down. Three times. Read Daniel chapter 3. It's a long chapter, but it'll give you better understanding. We're a 30-minute show. You can't give everything, but you read it. Let obedience allow you to read it. We're praying so much for God till it makes my stomach upset. I know what I'm talking about. Because sometimes I cut up too. Okay? That's how I know, because I cut up too. Sometimes, as a prophet, I'm behind too. See, it takes truth. See, change is going to change you or it's going to bring pain. One or the other. Nobody wants to change. Nobody wants no pain. Nobody wants nothing. We didn't teach Sunday school too long. We didn't preach too long. We didn't do Bible study too long. We've been on the Urshan board for 20 years. We've been a pastoral aide for 40 years. And none of that got room in the kingdom of God. Your work will be counted for. Your work is going to be counted for. But that's where we're not there. We're not where we need to be. And after you read Daniel chapter 3, you're either going to be turned in the front of fire, and that fourth person going to be Satan, or you're going to go in the front of fire, and that fourth person is going to be the Son of God that got all power, and that's going to keep you. Some Jewish boy had turbans on their head, and it wasn't burnt. Don't tell me God can't do it. When God prepared you and perfected you for the fire, whatever got you bound, listen to what the prophet say, has to loose you. And what's trying to kill you, God will kill it. Okay, some of y'all going to have to go back in the archives and retrieve this broadcast. I thank God for his word on prophecy night, and to whom God deserves all the glory and honor. I thank God for every living word that has been spoken on this airway, and I commission everybody that's listening from the switchboard, 832-917. You got caught in it too. I mean, God is doing something for you too. He's burning some stuff too. 832, I can feel your spirit right here where I'm at. You're like a fish. If I let you go, you'll swim in that water. And I don't even think you could swim right now. But I'm just saying in the spirit, you could swim. God is not finished. You got work to do. And now is the time for you to do it. Now is the time of the season for you to do it. Those that are listening via our internet, you know who you are. You did not come on this broadcast by accident, but you came by the Spirit of God. God bless you all. And make sure you grab Daniel chapter 3 and you read that chapter three times. Not one time today, one time tomorrow, one time Tuesday. This is what the prophets say. Read that chapter three times. And it's going to wake up something in your life. And you're going to begin to see what God is doing. God bless you all. Make sure you join me live on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Prophecy Night again. God bless you all. I love you all. And I'm telling you, for the switchboard to be empty, the word of God had to go forth. God bless you all.